Some see last fall's tax ruling against a Kenosha low-income housing development as the first needed step in tightening up tax loopholes. Others see it as a devastating decision that could put a financial strain on housing developments for the needy.
What happened with this Kenosha program is that the baby got thrown out with the bathwater.
Dean Loomis runs housing initiatives in Dane County, which rents apartments to the mentally ill. He estimates property taxes on their 9 units could run tens of thousands of dollars, money he says the nonprofit doesn't have.
I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to sell our properties to pay that off or raise some money somehow, and there's no one that's going to donate us that kind of money.
The group of lawmakers is trying to decide if all benevolent nonprofit housing developments should be tax exempt, that's how it was before last fall's court ruling, or whether only those serving the truly needy should get a tax break. Municipalities depend on tax money and so have a big stake in how the issue's resolved. The Wisconsin Alliance of Cities thinks groups providing housing to the poor and disabled should be exempt from property taxes. But spokesperson Rich Eggleston says luxury apartments for the elderly should not qualify for tax-exempt status.
Too often, the legislature hands out tax exemptions like candy at Halloween. What we really need to do is to take a comprehensive look at all tax exemptions. We should do it periodically, and we should make sure that as a society, we are being sensitive to the needs of poor people, but we're not giving away the store.
State figures show the value of privately owned tax-exempt property on the rise. That means residential homeowners pay more. Residential homeowners now pick up 70% of total property taxes collected. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.